This is MSO News Sports. Time for our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome.
Well, Bill, happy to be back once again.
All right, we've given you a few days off, Andy, but now the baseball world, the trade news is cracking here this week, and what can you share with us about the Red Sox?
Well, there was actually some news for a change involving the Red Sox. The winter meetings had just wrapped up over in Nashville, Tennessee, and the Red Sox did make a few moves. The first thing that Craig Breslow, the new head baseball ops man for the Red Sox, decided to do was he really did a shakeup here with this first move. He sent infielder Luis Arias to the Mariners for a minor league pitcher, but then the big bomb dropped on Wednesday night as Breslow made his first major move, sending outfielder Alex Verdugo to the Yankees for minor league pitchers Richard Fitz, Greg Weishart, and Nicholas Judas. This is just the eighth trade between the Red Sox and Yankees since 1969. Verdugo spent four seasons with the Red Sox after being acquired from the Dodgers as the main piece of the Mookie Betts trade. There's only one player left in the Red Sox from that deal, catcher Connor Wong. Infielder Jeter Downs was released. He's now playing for the Nationals.
All right, I'm just glad no Nanette was not involved in any of these here.
Well, pretty close at this point. Who knows? I mean, it's getting crazy.
All right. Just your take on that deal, Andy. Thumbs up, thumbs down, or what do you think?
I mean, I don't see a big benefit here. I mean, to me, it's just a way of getting some money off the payroll. Verdugo's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Obviously, he's had issues with Eric Cora, who was benched a few times last year. So he really wasn't going to be in the long-term plans for the Sox. So I guess if you get somebody for him, so maybe one of these minor league pitchers will turn out to be something. But it's all, you know, remains to be seen. Alex Verdugo, nice player. He's not an impact player by any stretch. Nice guy to have around, but he's not going to make the difference on a team. So it is what it is, as they say.
All right, Andy, fair enough. Keep it going. What else do you have?
Well, Breslow also hired a pitching coach, former Sox pitcher Andrew Bailey. Bailey pitched for the Red Sox in 2012 and 2013.
And we have news on the Worcester Red Sox. They've been in the news a lot lately, but what is the deal, and what does that mean for the Worcester Red Sox?
Well, they have a new owner, as the AAA team is being sold to Diamond Baseball Holdings, although Major League Baseball still has to approve the deal. Team principal owner Larry Chino expects to stay on as chairman, and the team's 35-year lease at Polo Park remains in effect. The Woo Sox will be the 27th minor league team owned by Diamond Baseball Holdings if the deal is completed. So basically, it's just another new owner in there. The team isn't going anywhere, as they have that lease with the city. So no need to worry. You can still buy your tickets and head over to the Woo Sox. Might be a better attraction than going over to Fenway Park at this point.
Yeah, and Lucchino is staying around too, as you say, huh? Wow.
Yeah, he's staying around, probably, you know, the chairman, a little advisor situation, keep him busy. You know how it is.
All right, fair enough. All right, Hall of Fame notes. What can you share with us here?
Well, the ballot has been released. Five former Red Sox on the list: Adrian Beltre, Bartolo Colon, Adrian Gonzalez, Victor Martinez, Billy Wagner, and Brandon Phillips. Players must receive at least 75% of the vote to be elected to the Hall of Fame. Voters have to submit their ballots by New Year's Eve, and Hall of Fame class for 2024 will be announced on January 23rd. Former Red Sox outfielder Andre Dawson did send a letter to the Hall of Fame recently asking to change his cap from the Expos to the Cubs. That's really something that hasn't been done before, a plaque being changed because of the hat you want all of a sudden switched off on it, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. Yep, someone from the Red Sox definitely getting into the Hall of Fame festivities when that happens in July, as Red Sox radio announcer Joe Castiglione yesterday was elected to the Hall of Fame after winning the Ford Frick Award for broadcasting excellence. Castiglione has been behind the mic for the Sox since 1983.
And as he said, I saw it on TV, can you believe it?
I certainly can't, but that's just my opinion.
All right, fair enough.
He makes the Hall of Fame, but Ken Coleman, Ned Martin, Dick Stockton, Jim Woods, they're not in the Hall of Fame. So I don't know how that works. But anyways, I digress.
All right, I'm with you on that one. At least with I'm not a Dick Stockton Baseball Hall of Fame guy, but other than that, I love those other guys. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All right, winter baseball meetings. So they've wrapped up. What can you share with us the national news out of the meetings?
Yeah, wrapped up last night, and the big bomb that dropped. The Yankees made a blockbuster deal acquiring all-star outfielder Juan Soto from the Padres in a 7-player trade. Soto batted .275 last year with San Diego, 35 home runs, and he drove in 109 runs. Also, the big news last night before things wrapped up, the Diamondbacks signed former Red Sox starting pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez to a 4-year, $80 million deal, and former Red Sox closer Craig Kimbrell has signed a 1-year, $13 million deal with the Orioles.
I hope the Yankees have enough money to pay these guys, huh?
Yeah, it's a And I'm sure the Yankees will be making some more moves. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Ah, they got more money. All right. Anything else, Andy?
Well, on Sunday, the Brewers gave their top prospect a record-breaking deal. Jackson Chourio agreed to an 8-year, $82 million contract. The deal includes incentives that can make the total value up to $142.5 million, the most money given to a player before making their Major League debut. On Monday at the winter meetings, it was a shocker at the MLB draft lottery. The Guardians earned the top overall pick in the 2024 draft, despite having just a 2% chance of winning that number one pick. That draft takes place in July during the All-Star break. The Red Sox have the 12th pick. Also at the winter meetings, the Dodgers announced that Mookie Betts will be the team's starting second baseman next season, and Jim Leland was voted to the Hall of Fame by the Contemporary Baseball Era Non-Players Committee at the winter meetings. The 78-year-old led the Marlins to the World Series championship in 1997 and was a 3-time manager of the year. Leland managed the Pirates, Marlins, Rockies, and Tigers over his career.
Hey, are you surprised of the move to put Betts at second base or not?
Yeah, that did kind of surprise me when I saw it. Obviously, he's a Gold Glove right fielder. Betts did play a lot of second base last year. Also played some shortstop. So maybe the Dodgers have something up their sleeve to add another impact bat in the outfield. And they figure, well, we can get some major offense at second base, so we can just shift Betts over there and add some pop to the outfield. So we'll have to see if there's another shooter drop with that one.
Well, if he can play it, I think it makes sense. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, other baseball winter meeting news notes?
Well, right before the winter meetings got underway, Phillies re-signed pitcher Aaron Nola to a 7-year, $172 million contract, and the Padres hired Mike Schilt as manager. Schilt managed the Cardinals from 2018 to 2021.
Yeah, these contracts aren't getting any smaller. I've just noticed that.
That's for sure. No doubt about it.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, across the board, it seems like more money is being spent here for these Major League Baseball players. But
absolutely.
Call me crazy. All right. Award season. What else? What do you have for us there?
Well, we'll wrap things up with a couple awards that we didn't get a chance to mention since last we spoke. The MVP awards came out. The American League pitcher DH Shohei Ohtani of the Angels, his second MVP award in 3 years. He batted .304 this past season, 44 home runs, 95 RBIs, 20 stolen bases. He also won 10 games with 3.14 ERA, had 167 strikeouts and 132 innings pitched. While over in the National League, outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves. He won the award hitting .337, 41 home runs, 106 RBI, 73 stolen bases. First player in history to have 40 home runs and 70 stolen bases in the season. Both Otani and Acuna Jr. won the award unanimously. It's the first time that's happened in both leagues at the same time. And wrapping things up with White Sox pitcher Liam Hendricks. He won the 2023 Tony Conigliaro Award, given to a player who's overcome adversity. Hendricks returned to the mound last May after announcing he was diagnosed with stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in January. He pitched 5 games before suffering a season-ending elbow injury.
All right, I just got one last question for you, Andy. Is there any chance or any new nuggets or tips or leaks coming out that what the Red Sox might be looking to do next?
Well, things have been pretty held close to the vest other than that Breslow said he wants to get pitching, and he's gotten some minor league pitchers to come in so far. Nothing that really major league ready right now. Second base is still a hole that they have to fill. There's still a couple situations they want to get maybe a power-hitting right-handed bat in the mix somewhere. So I have to think something's going to have to happen quick because a lot of starting pitchers are going off the board here when it comes to free agency, and if Red Sox want to get under the table, they better hurry up or they're not going to have a seat.
Mookie Betts would look good at second base at Fenway, huh?
Oh, I like your thinking there, Bill. I like it. Gee, we could have had a player like that.
Yeah.
We had him.
Yeah.
We just kind of let him walk away.
Yeah. All right. All right, Andy. We hate to let you walk away, but we're going to let you do that for probably for your own good and because you're sick and tired of us. But anyways, Andy, thanks so much for joining us, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it as usual.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
A unique holiday gift.
If you're tired of giving gifts that nobody wants or uses, think about giving something they actually need and use, like a soap bar. This is a brand new soap bar by the company Exo Bath. It's not just like any soap bar, it has a unique twist. It has a space carved into the top of it that then you can take an old soap sliver and put it right inside to reuse it. If you know somebody that uses soap bars, think about giving them this bar as a gift. It's available for purchase on xobath.com. And right now you can even get your first purchase 20% off with the code HELLOXO.
Click on the banner at the top of our website.